Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight. The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
You know, you doing that reminds me. I ought to get the keyboard out and play that and then see. I'm sure. I bet you could.
It would take a while, but yeah.
You could.
Because that's some pretty fast finger work.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you couldn't do all the background stuff. That would take you a while to get down.
I could get that little
but
thing.
But you could.
I could get that little thing that goes. Mm-hmm. I could do that part.
Yeah. Yeah. 866-821-8255 is the number. Talking about Linux's new found popularity in regards to game development. It really has all to do with SteamOS and what Valve is doing, the company that's producing all these games. They've got a whole catalog of games that they've produced and have for sale that they're now porting over to Linux, which I have to really give them a lot of credit. Because Linux just does not have the numbers. But it's one of those things. It's kind of like when you get your first job. You know, and they say, what kind of experience you have? And they say, none. This would be my first job. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Well, you don't have any experience. We can't hire you. Well, how am I supposed to get experience? Right? Same kind of thing. You know, how can Linux have the penetration in the market when there's, you know, just no games developed for it? So Valve is really doing a service to the Linux aficionados out there, and we really need to give them kudos for that. And it may be the thing that makes, you know, that puts Linux over the hump and enables Linux to become a player in the marketplace. Right now we're talking, you know, less than 10% probably. Not going to do it in terms of, you know, being a market powerhouse. OS just isn't there. But I'll tell you something, in terms of functionality and ease of use and flexibility and certainly power and efficiency, Linux is peerless. So it will be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of years. Kudos to Valve for really making a tremendous commitment. Give you an idea of some of the games available. Portal 2, Left 4 Dead 2, Team Fortress 2. All ported over. The Talos Principle, which is not a Valve product, ported over. Wasteland 2, that was PC World's Game of the Year in 2014. It was the sequel to the legendary Wasteland. Really kind of cool. I mean, it's got some interesting characters and some incredible graphics. Papers, Please. It's kind of a goofy game. It's like an NES era graphics style game. I mean, it looks like, you know, the late 80s or something. It's really a game that people who are into sort of, what's the word? Classic may not. Retro, that's the word. Yes, that's the word. Papers, Please. Civilization 5 available. Dying Light, another popular game.
Do they have Commando on there?
The Witcher 2, Assassin of Kings. Metro.
Do they have Castlevania?
Last Night Redux. Super Meat Boy.
Oh, all right. I remember that one.
Yeah. Fez, another kind of, it's kind of a Mario Brothers kind of thing. Shadowrun Returns, Europa Universalis 4, Crusader Kings 2, Borderlands, the pre-sequel in Borderlands 2, both on Linux, Besiege, Blinding of Isaac, Rebirth, another retro-style game. XCOM, Enemy Unknown. I mean, I'm not going to go through all these. There's another 8 or 10 of these
please
things.
Don't.
But it's exciting for Linux. This is one of the key things that needed to happen for Linux to become a serious contender. People just aren't interested in, you know, the average consumer, the gaming thing's a big deal. The average young consumer. So we'll see what happens. Let's talk about something that we haven't talked about in a long time. You know, tablets have really become kind of the faddish thing when it comes to portable devices. That and, of course, smartphones. Laptops kind of taken a back seat. But the reality is, and I've seen it many, many times, I've seen clients of mine and friends and family get sort of seduced by tablets. And in a, you know, 3 to 6 months' time, the tablet ends up on the shelf and the laptop comes back out. And it just depends, really, on what you are trying to do with your tablet or your laptop. Tablets are a legitimate thing. A legitimate device for certain people that use it in a certain way.
Yes. The ones that want to look cool and try to be trendy and fit in with everybody else.
Well,
that's who those people are.
Well, and the people that don't need keyboards. I mean, you know, this the thing that cracks me up is the guys that go buy iPads with the keyboards.
You know, basically making them laptops.
It's
what you're saying.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yes.
You know. Now, here's the deal. They often
Surface Pro is the same way.
Well, the Surface Pro 3 is an interesting kind of hybrid, and we'll talk about that. But conventional tablets have uses. They tend to be primarily social networking and graphics sort of things, media sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Not everybody uses their technology in that way. Some people need to still use Excel spreadsheets, Microsoft Word documents, that sort of thing. And it can be kind of a lot of extra effort. You can certainly use those things on certain tablets, but it gets to be a little extra work. And so the tablets end up on the shelf and you got to start looking for laptops again. There's a whole lot of really neat Ultrabook laptops. And the Ultrabook is simply a class of laptop that is relatively high performance, but very small. The MacBook Air is a great example. And there's a lot of Windows-based alternatives to that, and I want to get into some of those. But first, what I want to do is I want to take a real hard left turn here and talk about a kind of a golden oldie laptop that you talk about very narrow market, important but narrow market, is the Panasonic ToughBooks. Remember those? We haven't talked about those in a long time either. The ToughBook, they got a new model out, and it really is a pretty compelling model because
those are the ruggedized ones, right?
Oh, yeah. Because it's much lighter and much better battery life. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to the new model. It's the ToughBook 54. It's a 14-inch laptop, weighs 4.19 pounds, which nowadays is obviously a very big laptop. This thing is about the weight of a briefcase. I mean, a conventional old-fashioned briefcase with stuff in it. It is a significant load. But you can, I mean, I've seen videos. You've seen, I think, Steve, the videos Panasonic did years ago with a Humvee,
oh, Humvee, that's right,
driving over them.
Yes.
You know, they are indeed tough laptops. Expensive, although the prices have come down a lot since the old days. I remember when Panasonic ToughBooks cost you $5,000. This particular one, the ToughBook 54, ships this month starting at $1,500. Obviously, it's a business-centric, ruggedized book. I mean, it's something that you would do if you were a construction person, if you were a, like you're in North Dakota and you're doing the oil rigs and you need to do business stuff out on the rig. This is your machine. ToughBook 54, $1,500. Great battery life. We'll come back, talk about some more of the details of the specs right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.